This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So scientists have discovered a COVID variant that is one of the most mutated variants yet. It doesn't scare me. I don't think anybody should be scared. But it just reminds us that the virus continues to change and morph. Even if it was originally tinkered with, the virus being out there and circulating and infecting individuals has a means to mutate and evolve. And this COVID variant was seen in Indonesia. It's a morphed version of Delta, the Delta strain. It was collected from a patient swab in Jakarta and has 113 mutations, 37 of which affect the spike protein. And the spike protein is how it latches onto our human cells. That's also the spike protein is how we've developed the mRNA vaccine. So the spike protein, if it changes, then that could affect our vaccine efficacy. It could also affect the way we're testing for it. So Omicron, in comparison, has 50 mutations. So this is more than double the amount of mutations. Now, mind you, Delta was around longer. So there is a chance that, yeah, it did have more time than Omicron. But apparently people are calling this the most extreme they've ever seen. Now, we don't know about its infectivity. It's still pretty new. We also don't know if it's going to last. Sometimes a mutation will make something less strong. Sometimes it could lead to its demise. But very rarely a mutation can make something stronger. So this new virus was submitted to a global COVID genomics database at the start of July and is believed to be spawned by a case of chronic infection. It's where one patient suffered an extended infection. And so if the virus is living in the patient, it could also mutate. So these chronic infections occur when you have a patient with a compromised immune system, such as AIDS, or undergoing chemo for cancer or immunosuppression because they've had a severe autoimmune issue or a organ transplant. When people are immunosuppressed, they can't fight off the virus as well. The virus then has a chance to multiply. It allows a real ideal place for a virus where it has a body and the host isn't fighting it too hard, so it has time to replicate, make more. And as it replicates, it can make mutations. So these mutations on the spike protein are the ones that kind of put us in a position of, you know, what do we do next in terms of our vaccine, in terms of testing? So we do have a wave of COVID currently. All right? You know, the XBB sub-variant of Omicron. And this uptick that we have is, to me, not very surprising. COVID likes the summer. In 2020, we thought we wouldn't see COVID during the summer, but COVID was built or designed, whether by nature or by the Chinese, to withstand certain temperatures and be something that could pervade year-round. And it does. And again, it could be a naturally occurring phenomenon or it could have been tinkered with. But we've been vaccinating, we've been getting infected with COVID, and we still keep getting it. Now, I'm noticing it's mild. I'm noticing many individuals that do have COVID are not going to the hospital. They're able to manage it at home. They're not feeling well. It's still kicking their butt. They still have labored breathing. They still have bad headaches, body aches, fever. But thank God we don't have people being consumed by a cytokine storm with the inflammation in their lungs and dying. But, what, do we get another booster? I know some medical providers are suggesting that we probably have to get another booster. I mixed with the vaccines. I got the first series, the primary series with Pfizer, the two shots. Then I waited until we had the boosters that were more designed for the newer strain. So I got the bivalent booster. I felt horrible. It was 1 month of, I don't want to say hell because I could still work, but very uncomfortable. Chest pain, arm pain, breast swelling. It was not fun. To the point that I almost worry I could go into anaphylaxis or have a worse reaction the more shots I get. But I got to tell you guys, I didn't get COVID. When everybody else got a strain of COVID this last fall and winter, I didn't. So I do believe the shots help. It's just I don't like getting so many, and they're hard to tolerate. You know, once you get chest pain with a vaccine, you really don't want to push it. So that's for me. So I would recommend, as we're looking at, okay, well, do you get another shot? Talk to your medical provider. Look at what happened this last year or two. And if the shot protected you, you might want to consider getting it again. If you had no side effects to the shot, you might want to consider getting it. If you are at high risk for COVID or high risk for a hospitalization, you might want to consider getting it. And it's not just about you getting COVID. COVID could affect the heart. So if you have an issue with your heart, you might want that protection with the vaccine, just like with the flu shot. If we want to protect against the Christmas coronary, the heart attack that comes around Christmas time and flu season, we recommend the flu shot. But on the flip side, if you feel you're going to have a reaction to it, if you didn't tolerate the vaccines, you got to talk to your medical provider about your risks and benefits and what to do. There have been medical providers saying you're going to hold off. And there's been others saying, no, I'm more worried about COVID. Will we have flu this year? Yeah, we will have flu. We're seeing a stronger flu season in Australia than we did last year. Flu is making a comeback. I hope we have enough Tamiflu and we don't have another shortage from people over the phone saying I don't have COVID, so give me Tamiflu, and they didn't have flu. But, it's still here. Hell, it just people aren't really that excited about the vaccines anymore. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So in the last 2 weeks, I've had 3 prior patients reach out to me asking to see me as a patient, because they haven't found a primary care provider since I closed 7 years ago. And I know that it's been a struggle to find primary care providers. Every time I tell you to ask, run this by your medical provider, your PA, your doctor, many of you say, I don't have a regular one. They don't even know me from Adam. So, I'm starting fresh every time I see somebody. And every now and then, I'll get asked why. Did I close? Did we go bankrupt? Was it the... No, we didn't go bankrupt. And I've told you guys this, but for those of you who kind of knew, in 2016, I had been approached by one of the universities to possibly teach. And then another university asked that I come and teach. And I had been struggling with the changes with Obamacare, and patients weren't able to pay. It was still a recession. I know they say the Great Recession ended the year it started. The Great Recession was horrible. The teens were rough years, and patients couldn't pay. The Obamacare caused the deductibles to go so high that insurance said, sorry, patient owes you. We don't pay until the patient has paid $10,000 towards medical care this year. So the patient isn't paying their part. Insurance isn't paying. We would have gone bankrupt. We weren't. We probably still could have lasted a year or two, but it just wasn't feasible to take a mortgage on your house. We would pay the staff first. Hubby and I saw our income drastically drop, bank account bottomed out. And so I went to teach. It just didn't make sense. You couldn't have a neighborhood clinic that could take care of patients and be there for people and keep it afloat once Obamacare kicked in. See, before, it was, I don't want to say super lucrative, but you could make a profit and make a living because insurance would pay. You know how deductibles work is the insurance gets out of paying. You had to spend, $1,200 a month for your family. And with the $10,000 deductible, insurance will start to pay on the claims once you've come out of pocket $10,000. Well, if they reduce a doctor's visit from $100 to $30 and you pay $30, how many times do you have to go to the doctor to make that $10,000? So our office biller would send the bill for $30. Or sometimes if it was a physical, 50. And nobody was paying. And the insurance company wasn't paying. So, you know, at some point, you just have to give up. Well, there's a lawsuit going on against Cigna. And Cigna now is being accused of relying on an algorithm to reject thousands of patients' claims. And it works pretty quickly. Now, I've had good experiences with Cigna. But Cigna changed also with Obamacare, and it wasn't enough to be able to keep us open. And I wanted to teach, and I wanted to do full-time radio. So it was a good move. But Cigna, who I had a great relationship with, and I still do work with Cigna, is though now under the lens by this new class action lawsuit filed at the U.S. District Court in Sacramento, alleging that the health insurer has been relying on an algorithm called PXDX to review patients' claims. The technology was able to assess claims in an average time of 1.2 seconds. This algorithm saves Cigna money by denying claims. It's almost like an AI. It's an algorithm, so a little different, but basically they're using tech to replace labor costs. It also cuts the time needed for doctors to review each claim. It alleges Cigna's actions violate California state law, which requires insurers to conduct a thorough, fair, and objective investigation into each patient claim. So the company's CEO and president, David Cordani, has been in the role since 2009. Apparently, we're being told, makes a pretty darn good salary. So the federal lawsuit calls into question the use of algorithms and artificial intelligence to determine what treatments and tests are medically necessary. Now, did I have rejections? I had rejections from all insurances. Medicare was the most notorious. You know, I'd have two different patients, each with high blood pressure. Both of them getting a urine test. Same care. Two different patients. Medicare would pay on one and not the other. Even though they both were Medicare subscribers. There was no rhyme or reason. And what I was told early on, better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission and be turned down? So I guess if an insurance company, now they shouldn't still be doing this, but back when I opened up my practice, an insurance company was hoping that you wouldn't fight it, that you wouldn't notice, that doctors would be too busy. So claims would be rejected. In fact, I heard from one person who was an employee who used to work at an insurance company that on Fridays, claims would be ripped up. If they didn't exist, they didn't have the work to do. And they said, I'm not lying, we ripped stuff up because it was Friday. Nobody would notice. The doctors, if the doctors noticed they weren't paid, then submit another claim. No harm, no foul. Lot of harm, lot of foul. And I can't tell you how many times we had claims that were unpaid. Well, what happens to some unpaid unpaid claims. Well, most doctors take it in the pants, but sometimes the doctor will bill the patient. They said over a period of 2 months in 2022, Cigna doctors allegedly denied over 300,000 requests for payments using that method. One woman claimed she underwent an ultrasound ordered by her doctor because she might have ovarian cancer. The test found a cyst on her left ovary, but Cigna denied the claim as a follow-up procedure. Said it wasn't medically necessary, so she had to pay $723. Another Cigna user had a vitamin D test to check for deficiency. Her doctor ordered it. Cigna denied the claim. No explanation. So the lawsuit states defendants knowingly received and retained wrongful benefits and funds from plaintiffs and class members. As a direct approximate result of defendants' breaches, members have suffered and will continue to suffer in the future economic losses, including benefits owned under the health insurance plans. Now, I know some of you are thinking, my doctor will order tests that I didn't even know they ordered, and then I have a big bill. And that is something that I made sure I would review with the patient. I go, okay, what would you like me to order? Okay, I want to check your cholesterol, thyroid, etc. And most of the time, insurance would cover it. But there's some patients would say, if I knew what the cost was, I would have never had the test done. And so many patients are trapped because they get a bill for something they never even asked for. And, you know, the doctor's doing their job, but the doctor doesn't know what the insurance is going to pay or not. They don't know what your deductible situation is. That's between you and your insurance. And somebody said, well, the doctor should know. I go, what? How much more distractions do you want your doctor to be under? That was the biggest problem with Obamacare. I had to basically review every single thing that the patient could get covered or not. I'm supposed to be spending time on medicine. And we doctors joke, how much medicine do we do during a full 9-10 hour day at the office? 10% of that is medicine. The rest is all bureaucracy, insurance, business, managing staff. I mean, we don't even have time to do medicine. And the biggest joke is you are paying for insurance to negotiate with the doctor. You don't need the middleman. Ask insurance to get the hell out of the way and just you negotiate with the doctor. How many doctors would only charge $50 for that visit if they didn't have to pay for malpractice? They didn't have to pay for insurance companies. They didn't have to pay for billers and the software. They'd get that cash up. And a lot of doctors take cash. They'll take cash and not have to worry about the insurance and all that, and they could charge a lower upfront fee. Now, I get it. You need insurance for the hospitalizations and the bigger stuff. I get that. And labs. But many doctors are like, just pay me cash. I'm done with all of this. So seeing that Cigna might have a alleged means to save money and glean claims isn't very surprising. The problem is these medical facilities will bill the patient and say, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
We've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump lashing out about the new charges filed against him in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. He said they were ridiculous, and this is what you get for leading in the polls. New federal legislation named after one of the victims in the Parkland, Florida school massacre aims to increase safety measures on campuses. Those measures would require silent panic alarms in all schools across the country and would increase the number of school resource officers. The Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation into claims the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force against black people. That probe announced yesterday comes 7 months after the police beating death of Tyree Nichols. We hear a lot about heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and dehydration. Now a new study says extreme heat can also take a toll on your mental health. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you guys store gas? Do you have, like, extra tanks that you fill up and store? People are telling me to do that. And they say the reason why is we're in hurricane season, and our gas prices, which are already pretty high, may go up higher. I just don't like the idea of storing something flammable in the house. I mean, you've noticed we've kind of had a lot of fires lately in the dead of heat, and we aren't really getting a lot of rain, so I just am a little nervous about that. Remember, I had a house fire. My house was on fire when I was a kid and had to run out of it without my shoes and lose everything. I'm not a big fan of that. And I'm also not a big fan of these gas prices, though. They say gas prices have jumped 20 cents in the last month, on average $3.73 a gallon. I'm still at about $4.50 a gallon in my neck of the woods. And they say a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico would trigger further increases. They say on Friday, the national average price of regular gasoline stood at $3.73 a gallon. sharp increase from 355 one month ago. Now, California appears to have the highest gas prices in the nation. They average at about $4.95 a gallon. Some of the gas stations are at $6 a gallon. Now, this isn't too shocking. One is, I know we don't really have the most gas-friendly executive branch right now, but also summer travel. Summer travel always seems to see a bump in the price. One is there's demand, and these companies can make the money, but two is there is a demand on supply, so we see prices go up. A lot of people are driving. They're getting out of Dodge. Once the kids are back at school and people are hopefully working again, you see, fewer people at the pump. But they say that OPEC Plus Alliance announced production cuts earlier this month. They say the primary culprit is the higher price of oil. It increased to the mid-70s per barrel. That's according to AAA. And AAA gives you a nice readout of each state and their average gas prices on a daily level. AAA spokesperson Robert Sinclair told the New York Post that a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico would send gas prices up another 25 cents by disrupting the supply chain. They say the major X factor is a hurricane hitting the oil infrastructure of the Gulf Coast. And with water temperatures around Florida at 100 degrees, the possibility of the formation of a major storm has increased. So remember I told you that we had been told that our hurricane season is going to be a little bit more mild because of the El Nino. And then, unfortunately, it got upgraded. And the water temperatures, I think they took a water temperature near Florida, and it was over 100 degrees. Well, warm water temperatures help spur storm activity. So the Atlantic hurricane season is supposed to end November 30th. So we still have another, 4 months of this? NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, is forecasting a range of 12 to 17 total named storms with winds at least 39 miles per hour or higher. To be called a hurricane, you have to be over 74 miles an hour in terms of wind. So gas prices, not good. Now, there's also been some discussion on people waiting for at least an hour to charge their electric vehicle. Somebody took to social media to show how, this is something you need to think about before you get an electric vehicle, the long lines and waiting to charge. And people are telling me, Dr. Dahlia, you know how hard it was for people to go from horses to a horseless carriage, such as a car. There was, people will eventually go electric. They'll prefer it and all that. I have no problem with somebody having an electric car. I may eventually get one. I just have a problem with us using too much electricity. That's what really worries me. And we already have an electricity problem. We've had power companies already warn us that, look, there's that we're at our already our safety expenditures, and we're at a level one right now, alert, so we may not be able to handle much more taxing of the grid. So whenever that does happen, you tell the community, all right, guys, let's kind of hold off. Let's shut down some of the lights. Try to maybe live in one or two of the rooms of your apartment or house rather than requiring lights and everything on in every room. Maybe use some insulation to keep the cool air in. Maybe change the air thermostat so it isn't 65 degrees. You guys could be comfortable at 72. Maybe don't cook with the oven. So there's things that many states and communities will suggest based on what's going on with your power. But when you have to add your car, oh, hell no. I don't think the average American is comfortable with the idea of not being able to drive a car when they need to. Now, somebody could say, but look, if we run out of gas, you won't be able to drive a car. If there's a power outage, you can't really pump gas. Well, a lot of us can still put gas into our car the old-fashioned way. If we have a tank and we have a spout, we can pour gas into the car. We could do that. Right at with electricity, if there's no power, there's no power. So is the answer getting generators? Is the answer having one car that's fuel, one car that's power, that's electric? I don't know. But either way, we are struggling to figure out what the best way is to move forward. I don't like, I think it's ridiculous to be relying on $4 a gallon gas. No wonder we have to pay staff more. Between gas and food prices and rent, will they ever go back down? I remember in the 90s when I would have to drive from Vegas to Lake Havasu because I worked in the ER. Gas was 97 cents a gallon. It was so nice. To fill up, and I had a very limited income because I was working. I was a resident. I was an intern. But to do this, I'm surprised we're even able to do it, now. I don't know how people can pay for that. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. We're being told that a Houston independent school district, the largest in Texas, eighth largest in the United States, is going to eliminate librarian positions in 28 schools and turn libraries into what are being called discipline centers. Mike Miles, the state-installed school superintendent and former charter school CEO, said that is going to cut 600 central office positions. They had a $32 billion state surplus, they said, but apparently they did property tax cuts and they moved out. I guess they're moving librarians, and they're going to use these facilities. And I'm not exactly sure. I guess they're going to be called team centers, where students who had to be removed from class due to behavioral issues will be placed to watch their class virtually. So, is this a good move? I don't think you should close libraries, but when we had this whole debate on the books and what books are appropriate, people have asked, do kids read books anymore or do they just read online? I mean, I've been to university libraries. Even though most individuals are on their computers, you do see some of the adults still reading books. And knowing that books are there are nice. But I wonder if libraries are going to eventually go away if people are accessing their books online. If you have all that square footage, which is beautiful. Libraries are beautiful buildings. They're cool and, they're organized. But if you could access any sort of reading material on your computer with the school passcode, do you need all that square footage? It's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done,
by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember years ago that when the Seattle Seahawks would do well in games, they struggled a little bit over the last year or so, but the fans in Seattle would be so enthusiastic and so passionate that seismologists could pick up seismic activity, claiming that Seattle Seahawks fans could induce a mild earthquake. Well, we're being told that that happened with Taylor Swift in Seattle. Taylor Swift fans caused the equivalent of a 2.3 magnitude earthquake during her shows on July 22nd and July 23rd at Seattle's Lumen Field. She's 33 years old, breaking records with her Eras tour, and 44 songs she would do per, and the fans, I guess, dance so much and party it up that they're able to tip the seismometer. This is according to Western Washington University geology professor and seismologist Jackie Kaplan Auerbach. She told CNN, "I grabbed the data from both nights of the concert and quickly noticed there were clearly the same pattern of signals. If I overlay them on top of each other, they're nearly identical." Sorry. I loved, oh my gosh, my cousin Vinny. Identical. They said comparing Swift's concert to 2011's Beast Quake, when Seattle Seahawks fans set a new noise record with cheers and stomps for Marshawn Lynch's Beast Mode, Kaplan Auerbach said cheering after a touchdown lasts for a couple seconds, but eventually it dies down. It's much more random than a concert. For Taylor Swift, they collected 10 hours of data where rhythm controlled the behavior. The music, the speakers, the beat, all that energy could drive it to the ground and shake it. Shake it off. So Swift started her North American leg of her record-breaking tour in Glendale, Arizona, March 17th. That brought in 150,000 superfans, Swifties, and over 3-hour show with 44 songs. Also, Matt Healy's there, Ice Spice. There's a bunch of other guests that she has. And I guess her U.S. tour is going to conclude with concerts at SoFi Stadium in August. And then she's going to go to Latin America, do Mexico, Argentina, Brazil. And then it'll pick back up in Japan and Australia and Singapore. So it's a world tour. The European leg, I think, is going to then kick off next year, May 9th. 48 dates. Boy, she's got energy. I mean, I guess when I was in my 30s, I could do that too. I don't know, but for her voice to handle it all, wow. That's why when people say, you know, they're frustrated when they see lip syncing, and, you know, I honestly, I almost want them to take a couple breaks with their voice. I don't think a whole concert should be lip sync. You know, I think you know, there should be some authenticity. But to handle 44 songs, I know she doesn't lip sync, but if she did choose to give her voice a break, cut her some slack. The debacle with the sales and Ticketmaster was ridiculous, but I mean, people were willing to pay high prices. I mean, I have friends that were there. It was an amazing show. It was an amazing event. My first concert was Chicago. That was the first one I went to. I went to Bobby Brown, TLC. There were a few. I don't like going to concerts. And mind you, I'm very extroverted. I love music. I love to dance. But I saw Kelly Clarkson in concert. Kelly Clarkson was interesting because it was at a hotel, so you could actually sit at first. But then somebody threw up. I had good seats to Kelly Clarkson. In fact, backstage passes not to meet her, but to meet the crew, because my friend worked for her team. So I didn't get to meet her, but I did get to go backstage earlier when they were setting up. And so we had pretty good seats, but then somebody threw up. So we all left that area, and then we had to stand the rest of the time. And I love Kelly Clarkson. I think she did a great job. But there's always somebody that's sick or pushing you or grabbing your butt or, you know, or the music's really loud. I went to Glee, a Glee concert, because I love the show Glee. But our seats were right by a speaker, so we couldn't hear. I didn't have earplugs. It was miserable. I don't know. I just don't do well. And I have to pee. And so you're in a crowd of people. I don't feel like, I don't get claustrophobic, but I don't want that feeling of if I have to get out of there because there's a shooter or something, I'm going to get trampled. How many times have people gotten hurt because they got trampled at these things? And maybe it's because I'm older, but even when I was younger, I really wasn't a big fan of going where there's crowds. Now, mind you, I love music. I love seeing people live and being able to see, you know, your favorite band, like Def Leppard. I would have done anything to see Def Leppard. Yeah, and still, I still want to see Def Leppard in concert. And, you know, there are some, you know, individuals where I just have to see them. Donny Osmond. I really loved going to Donny Osmond's. Got to hang out with him for a little bit after the show. Really nice guy. But to stand around out of the heat or stand around with people who are smelling and sweating and drunk, and it's not fun for me. Yeah, and I don't know. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a family that made a lot of money recycling. And I don't watch the shows, but I like hearing these stories where people make thousands upon thousands of dollars using coupons, figuring out smart ways to shop, save money, and then, you know, they give us their tips on how they did it. But apparently this one California family was a little too creative, and now I think is facing criminal charges. Apparently this California family got $7.6 million from bringing in used bottles and cans to California facilities. The problem is they got many of their bottles and cans from out of state. Officials in a criminal complaint allege the 8 family members imported 178 tons of recyclables over the course of an 8-month period from Arizona, recycled them in California. Now, you get 5 or 10 cents when you bring back a plastic or aluminum bottle. It's called the California's redemption value. Consumers can get, well, you pay for that. You pay an extra 5 or 10 cents. And then you get that back when you return the container. The problem is they never bought the drinks. State Attorney General Rob Bonta said the family in question effectively stole from consumers by bringing in the additional containers from a state that doesn't charge the CRV fee. This is only for California bottles. California's recycling program is funded by consumers and helps protect our environment and our communities. Those who try to undermine its integrity through criminal operations will be held accountable. It's not the first time somebody did this. Last May, the California Department of Justice charged 6 people with fraud because of their recycling scheme. Isn't that crazy? When you look at a fraud scheme, you think that's somebody that tries to, you know, hurt somebody and fraud them out of money or catfish them online. But when you hear that, okay, they're going to pay for bottles. Maybe they don't understand that you have to buy the bottle, but they're going to give you 5 cents or 10 cents for every bottle. So we will bring them as many bottles as possible. Well, we got friends and family in Arizona. Okay, bring us your bottles. We'll just turn the bottles in. And I get they probably knew what they were doing. But are they going to get more jail time than Hunter Biden for this? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.